And at evening, let me say, I have walked with God today. Isn't that wonderful? Thankfully, we can walk with him all day long. I'd like to look over into 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, if you'd like to look with us. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. I'd like to start there in the very first verse. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all by our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. But these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. I think we'll stop right there. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, this morning we're so thankful for the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin. We're thankful, Lord, for the privilege of gathering together here in this place of worship. We thank thee, Lord, for thy pure, holy word that is before us, that we can take it as and see the examples and the things that should lead us away from sin and lead us to God. We just pray that thou will open our hearts to thee, Lord, and help us to lean heavy upon thee. Help us, Lord, to realize that without thee we are nothing, but thou art our complete sufficiency. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. That 17th verse especially stood out to me. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. It's good to be strong. It's good to have our feet on the rock. But we don't want to trust in ourselves. We want to trust in the Lord. We want our confidence to be in God and not in circumstances or in even good people. The scripture even speaks about angels. If they say things, God is the one that is in charge, and he's the one that is able to help us. This scripture speaks about a number who, through many things, in verse 5 it says, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. They started out right, all of them were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud. And they all did eat. And in fact, they had spiritual meat. And that's good. That's wonderful. These were the Israelites. These were the children of God. They had spiritual drink. And they drank of the same spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But evidently, different things came in and many of them were overthrown in the wilderness. And he said that these were for our example. And it's so that we don't fall ourselves, so that we're not caught off guard. Caught off guard. The devil would like for us to be lopsided. He'd like to get us off balance, and then he'd like to do something to us. I remember I was in one Bible school up in Rock Island, Illinois, and one fella came in, and he, of course, boys always like to hear new things, and he was saying, you know, I can show you how to flip someone just like that. And, of course, our ears were all perked out. We just boys like to play around. And he said, now all you've got to do, he said, you get them by the shoulders, and you can be facing each other. You just get them by the shoulders, and you just lean them a little bit one side, a little bit the other side, and you don't let them know what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, when you lean them to one side, the foot they're leaning on, you take your one foot, kick it out from under them, and they're off balance, and then you can just flip them on the floor. And so then, of course, some of the boys wanted to try this and see if this really worked. Well, it worked okay. that's the way the devil would like to get us. He'd like to get us and get us off balanced, off center. Just a little bit. That's all he needs to do. Get us leaning on what we shouldn't be leaning on. And then just like that, he knocks the props out from under us and down we go, flat. And we thought we were standing. And this scripture says here, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. I went to another Bible school and I was telling one of the other boys about this. He's a stout, broad-shouldered fellow, and his arms is big, stout boy. And I was telling him what had happened up there. He didn't know if it would work on him. He was pretty stout. So I decided, well, I'll show you how it works. And you have to do it at an unsuspecting moment. And that's when the devil comes at you. He comes at you when you're not expecting him. He doesn't do it when you're expecting him. And so I got a hold of this stout boy, and I leaned him a little one way and a little the other way, and got him sort of off guard where he didn't know which. And all of a sudden, just like that, I flipped his foot out from under him. Down he went on the floor. And I decided I better get out of there because of the results. But, you know, that's how sometimes we find ourselves if we're not careful. If we're not paying attention to the things of God, if we're not keeping close to God, if we're slacking off a little bit in our fellowship with the Lord and prayer, and not just reading the Bible, but loving the Bible and absorbing it, and having fellowship with Him all day long, we can get off balanced, or we can get a little weak because we haven't feasted on the spiritual things, and just like that, we find ourselves right down on the very bottom. Well, he said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I was at this second Bible school, and they needed somebody to walk down around the Bible school at night, check everything, because It started out in a real elite neighborhood, but as the years had gone over, started back in the 1900s, the people from town moved out into the suburbs, and a rough type people had sort of moved in around, and so they just needed somebody to circulate around the buildings to be sure that nothing was going on that wasn't to be going on. And there was a couple boys who were, one of the others was going to be, was walking with me. We were walking down through there. Let's see, I think he would have been, I don't know if he would have, one of the boys was from the Bahama Islands. And he was as stout as can be. And, you know, I thought I was 6'3" and 180 pounds and been working on construction work and was strong. And, you know, sometimes you can find that you're not quite as strong as what you thought you were. And we were walking down the hall, and these boys, a young fellow from the Bahama Islands, we were walking together side by side. I towered over him. I'm not sure how much. But just like that, he got me off balance. What he did, he just stuck his feet out behind me, took his arm around in front of me so that I tripped over my, his leg, caught my legs and throwed me up on his shoulder and walked off with me. And that works too. I've tried that. But, you know, there I was. I was a picture of this verse, let him that thinketh he stand. I should have taken heed. I should have been more watchful, but it was so fast. These things don't come on us just all of us. I mean, just gradually, usually, but they gradually work up to a point and then bang. We're off balance and we thought we was in charge of everything. We were just as stout as the next fella, and we find ourselves up on the enemy's shoulder and him walking off with us. And we don't seem like we're all of a sudden, all of our big muscles and our 6'3" and all the rest of us, that doesn't seem to help too much. I was made to notice as we was in one place of a young lady who had a lot of struggles. In fact, she had a lot of struggles to the place it was almost into depression. And she was struggling and struggling, and it was really, she was really going through something and needed people to pray for, and the people were praying for her. And I saw her a number of years after that, and she was referring back to the time when she'd gone through such depression and such struggles. And I told her, I said, you know, in the Christian life, every single one of us, if we're real Christians, we're going to be struggling in a battle against the devil and for the right. We're going to be fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. And as long as you're struggling for the right thing and for the righteousness and against the powers of darkness, and you're living for the Lord, and you're fighting the powers of darkness through the power of God, through His might, not through your strength, you can have victory. So don't worry. And I mentioned there were several of us, the ministers around and talking to her. And I said, everyone in this room is struggling for the right, seeking the Lord and His help. But I said, if you're struggling the other way, you're resisting God, you have carnal appetites and you're struggling to do what you want to do and self in charge, then you're on the wrong trail and you're headed down. So be encouraged, everyone that is here today. If you're going through rough places, you're going through places that you don't understand the way, keep your eyes upon Jesus and keep walking in the light. It's only one step at a time. Don't try to walk over bridges that are away down there. You may never cross them. You may leave this life before you ever get there. This world may come to an end. But keep struggling on. And rest in the Lord and realize that you can't do it in yourself, but through Him and through the power of God, you and I can be victorious Christians, and we can stand for the truth unashamedly. We can stand for what is right. We can allow the Lord to purify us and allow the refining fire to heat us up and get the dross out of the way. We can walk in such a way that we bring glory to God. And then this wonderful verse has always been one of my favorites in verse 13, where he says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." Now, every one of you, think about that. The roughest temptations that you think that you're going through, the roughest struggles that you have, you just think for a moment about the very roughest ones, and you think, well, nobody else has to go through what I've been having to go through. You just don't know what I've had to go through. But he says right here, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." And some of the same things you're going through right now and that you've gone through, and you don't know how you're going to get through this temptation, this terrible struggle against sin and ungodliness and all that goes with it. If you could look around you, look at the ones that are sitting beside you, probably some of them are going through some of the very same things that you're going through. And so we ought to know how to pray for each other, because we're going through some of the things that the others have gone through and experienced. And you know, that's one thing why testimony meeting is so important, because people will get up and say what God has done for them and how He's given them the victory over temptation and how they love God. And it's encouragement to someone else that may be going through something that they're talking about. And God gave them the victory, and it gives someone else the encouragement to look up and to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Don't give up. There's no place to give up. There's no place to go back. We've turned our back on sin and Satan. We've repented of our sins. And once you've repented of those sins, you don't have to repent of them. Well, you don't have to go back and do that over and over again. Get them taken care of thoroughly and the right way, and they're behind you once and for all, and then go on. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have to see where we've erred here, or we've grown a little cool here, and we need to ask God for special help. Now notice what he says here. "But God is faithful." I'm so thankful that God is faithful. In the devotions this morning, that 40th chapter of Isaiah, that is an amazing chapter. The power of God. And sometimes it looks like that the way we live, that God's not very strong, that God can't take care of us. But all he says here, "God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able." Do you believe that? You say, "Well, oh, you just don't know what I've gone through. You don't know how they misunderstood me. And you don't know all the tales that went around, and people were just talking and all the things." Well, can't God work out those things? Can't we just leave those things in God's hands and realize that He's not going to allow us? God doesn't tempt, and He can't be tempted, but He's not going to allow the devil to tempt you more than what you're able to bear. But He says, "With the temptation also make, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So there's light at the end of the tunnel. And it's a glorious light. The saints look up and they realize that the redemption is drawing nigh. Jesus is coming soon. We're soon going to leave this old world behind. And when we can say, like there's a little course says, "Goodbye, old world. I'm through with you." Another week we can say goodbye, and it says something about to the honky tonks and all those places. Goodbye to all the worldly things, the earthly things. We turned our back on those things. Goodbye. And when the last trump sounds, we're going to leave this old world once and for all. Praise the Lord. He's able to give us the victory. I like that old song, Victory in Jesus. Let's kneel in prayer.